Mobilize, personalize, optimize, and monetize your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome to Mobile Presence. From mobile marketing and messaging to mobile commerce and coupons, and from mobile apps and websites to mobile engagement and loyalty, our hosts bring on expert guests to give you the inside track on the trends, tools, and technologies that matter most. Mobile Presence, where making your brand or business mobile first is our first priority. Now, here are your hosts, Peggy Ann Saltz and Shahab Zaghari.
Welcome to Mobile Presence, presented by Skywire.com. As always, bringing you the experts to help you optimize and maximize your mobile strategy. I'm Peggy Ann Saltz from Mobile Groove, delivering my clients strategic content marketing that drives results for their processes.
And I'm Shahab Zaghari with Skywire, a premier business and marketing technology firm that specializes in tools for the hospitality industry. So Peggy, you know, it seems like another week and another report has come out telling us how important mobile is.
Absolutely, mobile first.
You know, and some of these reports, you know, they're actually more important than others, and some are really game-changing. If you think about how they're going to impact not just brands but marketers and their financial futures, I mean, it's mm-hmm. really, you know, some of these can be really impactful. But the one I have in mind is the one that tells us mobile is growing faster than all other digital advertising formats in the U.S. And as advertisers, you know, begin allocating these dollars to catch the eyes of a growing class of these mobile-first users.
Yeah, I mean, that is amazing. It's growing faster than all other digital advertising formats in the U.S. And that's what we've been saying for a long time. So, you know, we've been talking about mobile first, the only screen. There's going to be spend shifting to mobile. And yes, absolutely. I mean, I remember in the old, quote-unquote, old days, we were saying, you know, was mobile ever going to be a line item on the budget? And that's, mm-hmm. that's clearly the case. So the report you're referring to is a new one from Business Insider, and it also shows how mobile-optimized ad formats such as interactive rich media and native ads, etc., are improving targeting. So targeting is improving, and the formats are improving, and we sort of have a virtuous cycle going on that, you know, basically advertisers have the tools, and now it's up to them to, of course, learn how to use them effectively as part of the mobile platform. And I'll just leave you with the data point because, you know me, the data geek, right? So business intelligence data, BI intelligence data finds that U.S. ad spend will top, drum roll, nearly $42 billion in 2018,
wow.
rising 5-year compound annual growth rate of 43% from 2013. So that is just a huge, huge jump.
Yeah, I'd say it's on the line item now.
Oh yeah, it has to be. Otherwise, you know, if you're not doing it, then you don't need to listen to our show, Shahab. You really need to go back to school or something. So I don't want to go through all the data points, but a couple of them I thought were really interesting. Display and video. You love video, Shahab.
Mm-hmm.
So display and video will be the fastest growing mobile ad formats as digital ad dollars shift from desktop to mobile and ad products improve. And another one I'll leave you with, in-app mobile ads performing much better than mobile web ads, interestingly enough, and ad spend will likely follow performance and usage.
That brings up a good point. I mean, it spells opportunity for marketers. That's good news. But the bad news is, of course, there's no clear-cut approach for marketers to follow to make sure they're getting the most out of their campaigns and resources. I guess that's sort of good news for us, Peggy, because that's where we come to our guest. And then it's great that you've invited our guest today, Jeff Hassan. Did I say it correctly?
It's Hassan. Hi.
Hassan. President of mobile consultancy, Gotta Mobilize. Thanks for coming on the show.
Absolutely. Good to meet you. And Peggy and I go way back. We've collaborated a number of times. And I always learn so much from interacting with you folks. So I'm looking for this to be an information exchange. It'll be
beautiful.
Awesome.
Beautiful. That's what we hope for. So now, again, you've got a long track record, but you also have a new book coming out. So maybe a little background on yourself before we get started.
Sure, absolutely. Just real briefly, like many people back in the day, so to speak, I got into mobile by accident. I was working at a company called InfoSpace, and this was pre-iPhone. And part of our business was online search, but the other part was ringtones, graphics, and games. Again, pre-iPhone, and people wanted to have their phone ring with an American Idol ringtone the following morning. So what we did is, not me, but others stayed up all night and cut ringtones, and they were sold by a carrier overnight. That model morphed a bit, and I ended up leaving there and getting into mobile marketing. And what was most exciting to me about that was the opportunity to engage with consumers who opt in with you. So how valuable would it be from a CMO perspective if you can get somebody to raise their hand and say they want to have a conversation with you? So I was the CMO of HipCricket, one of the leading mobile marketing firms in the U.S. for over 6 years. We grew from $800,000 in revenue to $25 million U.S. dollars in revenue. And over the course of that time, did a ton of evangelizing and my share of educating, and wrote a book in 2002 called Mobilized Marketing. And Peggy was one of the featured thought leaders in the book and brought some tremendous insights. But that book is 2002, and it's a bit of a history book. Mobile moves that fast. So I was fortunate enough to be asked by a publisher to write another book in 2015. I've just concluded writing that. It'll be out around May of this year. And it is pure thought leadership on some of the big questions I think we'll be talking about during this conversation. Things like the customer journey, things like personalization, privacy, human interaction versus machines. It's just some really meaty topics, and I spoke to some great folks. We can get into that. Coca-Cola, ESPN, Expedia, Jason Spiro from Google. You know, these are the who's who. If you were creating an early mobile Hall of Fame, I was fortunate enough to get a bunch of those folks to sit down and talk to me. So I'm real excited about it.
That sounds great, Jeff. I was a huge fan of your first book as well. And so is this going to be more like how the your upcoming book? So is this going to be more like how the experts are doing it and what we can learn, you know, key learnings, trial, error? Or is it also a little bit of a guide so that marketers maybe in small, mid-sized companies can sort of have a blueprint to follow to be like these guys in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, it's thought leadership, but with actionable content as well. And some of the things that Tom Daly is doing at Coca-Cola with a global budget are applicable to what somebody at a smaller mid-sized business can do. And, you know, just an example of that, and you've probably heard about it, you've probably talked about it, Peggy, is, Tom Daly talks about using proven strategies and technologies at about 70%. Some stuff that has kind of gone from new to, okay, it's now newly proven at about 20%. And something that may or may not work out as 10%. And that whole 70-20-10 rule, Tom told me it's not something off of a mountaintop. It's not religiously looked at, but it's a great way for any business of any size to take a look. You don't want to get too far out there in terms of how aggressive you want to be. And one of the themes in the book also was about innovation. And everybody wants to innovate, but I talked to folks who said sometimes you want to be the first one out there, but sometimes you want to get some of the learnings from others, and then you just want to make sure that you're going to create a splash once you get your launch and you can have your moment in the sun.
And so, speaking of innovations, and since this is just kind of top of mind, did you see anything like that during the Super Bowl as far as brands and innovating the mobile space?
That is a very funny topic, interesting topic for me. So I think the last 5 years have predicted a coming out party, so to speak, for mobile during the Super Bowl. And I, for 5 years in a row, in the days ahead, I wrote pieces, probably wrote them on Mobile Groove for Peggy, about how predicting that this will be the time when somebody's going to spend $2 or $3 or $4 million and they're going to have a mobile call to action that's meaningful. And that they're going to be able to do is to reach out to folks in the days, weeks, and months after. This year, I did not write that story because I've been disappointed for 5 years in a row. And so the only thing that changed this year is I didn't predict it and be wrong. But nothing changed this year in a meaningful way. I mean, if you'd say that mobile during the Super Bowl, a hashtag included at the back of a spot was mobile, I would argue that is not really what we're talking about when it's having 115 million in the U.S. having a mobile device in their hand or within their reach, and you're not asking for them to do something. I wrote a couple of pieces post the Super Bowl, and I said it was a 1977 version of advertising, which really didn't take into account the opportunity. And just real quickly, what could have happened? You know, we talk about the opportunity to, for an example, to build a mobile loyalty club. And in my past, I've worked with a lot of quick service restaurants. And rather than offer somebody a free product or a 2-for-1 hamburger, if you have the ability to ask them to maybe text in for an offer and then ask them would they like to receive similar offers. Folks like Arby's have built databases of like 175,000 people in one day just by adding that call to action.
Yeah, and it was interesting. I don't mean to cut you off there, but a few of the Super Bowl commercials, they didn't even have hashtags. I mean, they had nothing, no text in, no nothing. Now, we do have to go to break, but when we come back, we will talk more with Jeff, so don't go anywhere.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
When you started your business, you first listened to your professors. Now that your business is growing and gaining ground, you only seek out professionals. PPC Professionals, an industry leader for highly optimized search marketing campaigns with over 30 years of combined management experience. Our professional approach to every campaign helps you find every avenue of revenue so that you can not only stay ahead of your competitors, but get a return on your investment and increase your bottom line. PPC Professionals, personal, professional, PPC services, ppcprofessionals.com.
Johnson, what's this mantis I keep hearing about? Do we need to call an exterminator?
No, sir. Moby Mantis is our new SMS marketing tool.
SM what?
SMS. Text messaging. Moby Mantis lets us communicate directly with our customers in real time. We can send promos, coupons. It even lets our customers market for us by sharing offers with their friends online. It's been great for business.
Sounds expensive.
Actually, I signed us up for an extended free trial. It hasn't cost us a dime.
Good work, Johnson. I guess the only thing we'll be exterminating is the competition.
To get your free extended trial of Moby Mantis, text RADIO to 21691. That's RADIO to 21691 for Moby Mantis.
Hey, this is Danny Sullivan to talk to you about Bruce Clay Incorporated. They've made Inc. Magazine's list of growing private businesses and have exhibited and sponsored at my conferences since the very beginning. You've seen their search engine relationship chart or you've read their SEO code of ethics, seen other SEO experts, but did you know they can help you with PPC, web analytics, web design, marketing strategy, promotion, and branding? Yep, get everything you need for success in the online marketplace. You can check it out from the professionals at Bruce Clay Incorporated. For over 10 years with offices worldwide, they've got the answers you need. Check them out today at BruceClay.com.
Mobilizing your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to Mobile Presence, presented by Skywire.com. I'm Shahab Zaghari.
And I'm Peggy Ann Saltz with Mobile Groove.
And our guest today is Jeff Hassan, president of mobile consultancy, Gotta Mobilize. And again, you know, just to kind of wrap up what we were talking about earlier, the one commercial that comes to mind from the Super Bowl was the Dodge commercial where, they were talking about how Dodge was over 100 years old and they had all of these, people who were 100 years old kind of giving advice. And there was nothing, no call to action to take it mobile. And I thought that would have been such an easy one. You know, tell us your stories or give us your best advice or, something. And it just, like you said, it was kind of like 1970s advertising.
Right. And I last year I asked, so one of the go-to thought leaders for me is a guy named Sean Bartlett, who leads mobile and digital at Lowe's. I think it's a $5 billion company in the United States, a home improvement company. And I was just so frustrated during the Super Bowl last year, and I just threw out to my Twitter followers, what's going on here? And Sean responded and said, it's a day for brand anthems, and that's really the way that the creatives and advertisers are looking at it. But I would argue that there's an opportunity to take the dollars already spent, add a mobile call to action, which doesn't get in the middle of a brand anthem, mm-hmm. and actually has somebody do something after the spot is over. The one I point to several years ago is that Denny's had a Grand Slam breakfast giveaway, and they gave away 2 million eggs and potato meals 2 days after the Super Bowl, and they spent something about $3 million during that time. But what was unfortunate about that situation is that the three of us could have gone in and picked out the type of eggs we wanted and the type of potatoes we wanted. And Denny's would have had no way to capture our names, capture our interest, reach out to us a week, right. a month, whenever later, and see and invite us back in. To me, that was just a huge opportunity lost, as opposed to using the mobile device. Or, you know, and if you're not even talking about loyalty clubs, if we're talking about extending the story, simple things like behind the scenes or having, this is what creatives could grab onto, having a story told in 30 or 60 or 90 seconds, and then having the story continue through a mobile device or through a tablet, and you've got people talking about it already. And some of these are so creative that maybe the making of the spots would, again, ask people to use the device that they already are using, for other means, either to check their Twitter feed, to post to Facebook on mm-hmm. the type of party that they're having, or who knows why.
I want to get away from creatives for a moment, Jeff, and I want to get to the other thing, because, you know, things have moved on, thankfully, even if it didn't look that way, the Super Bowl, and we're talking so much more about contextual and personal. Now, you and I, Jeff, we've been talking about this, of course, for a long time, but now we have the mentality, you know, the awareness of this, and also the technology to do this. But my question to you is, and you have some very interesting views on this, you know, where do we draw the line? Things can be automated. You can bring in the data scientists to do targeting and retargeting. But then there's other things that marketers really need to do manually and as humans. Where do you see that balance?
Yeah, it's another one of those topic areas that evolved in doing my research for the book. And I know that you've talked to Swerve. I'm doing some work with one of the mobile marketing automation companies in the States called Swerve. And we talk about this all the time in terms of the human touch versus the machine touch. And I believe the answer is a combination of things. The problem with the data scientist, with all due respect to data scientists, and God knows I'm the furthest away from interest and capability in being in that world, it takes me to what I always laugh about when you hear the term post-mortem. So a post-mortem means that the patient is dead and that you're looking back and you're seeing if there are lessons learned. And there's some value in that for sure. But I would argue that, and I was just talking to somebody yesterday about why I'm in mobile. And one of the first things I say is the personalization and the opt-in and the ability for people to raise their hands and say they want to have a conversation with you. But just as exciting to me is the real-time nature of mobile and the ability for us to interact with a consumer in real time. You know, an example of this is I know that there's an opportunity in-app for us to take a look at certain activities and certain milestones and then reach out to individuals depending on where they are or where they aren't in their activity. And kind of just to give you how I look at that, it's kind of like I traveled home yesterday from San Francisco. It's kind of like if my flight was delayed for 3 hours and I went on my Alaska Airlines app and they said to me, hey, don't you love us? Give us a high rating in the App Store. That would be the last time that they should be asking me, because right. I'm aggravated, as opposed to a time when maybe they just gave me an upgrade, you know, and I feel like I love this airline or one of those kinds of things where I was able to get on an earlier flight. So these are the kinds of things that can be viewed you know, and taken into account from a machine level. But one of the great voices in actually both of my books is one of the original Mad Men, and he calls himself that, a guy named Hank Wozniak.
And Hank, I love that guy.
And Hank told me for the second book, he told me about the way you need to treat a consumer, and he said it moves from a handshake to an embrace to a peck on the cheek, you know, to ultimately having this relationship with the consumer. And he said you want to look at it like you're having a FaceTime relationship with the consumer, and what you really want to do is build up trust and build up value that you're delivering. And with respect to technology, there's only so much you can do that without bringing that human element into it.
Isn't he also a professor at USC teaching advertising?
He absolutely is.
Great guy.
His claim to fame, he was vice chairman of McCann Erickson, one of the big agencies. But he's been in the field for about 50 years, and I'm like a sponge around him. First of all, he's one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet, but he's one of the smartest guys. And I said, Hank, you know, with all due respect, you've made, you've had a heck of a career. Hopefully you've done well for yourself. You've got a second place in Palm Springs. You know, why don't you go enjoy life a little bit? And he said he's been waiting his entire life to be able to get into not only the pocket of the consumer, but into the heart and mind of the consumer, and he sees that mobile is that avenue.
Well, let me ask you here. You know, what are the biggest issues facing marketers, and you know, what are they doing in 2015 to get past those hurdles?
Yeah, so I think there are in 2015. I think there's some big questions that we need to ask ourselves. Some big buckets. So I'll take them individually. But one of them is personalization. Another one is the customer journey. So from a personalization perspective, I think we are reaching the point, and it's really being driven by customer or consumer demands or consumer expectations. We're really reaching the point where a consumer on their mobile device are expecting to receive relevant and contextual information. For instance, if you're in Times Square at 9 o'clock in the morning, you're not necessarily looking to find out the latest about a nightclub. You would want to be seeing that information at 11 o'clock at night. Right. Also, if I'm a regular customer of a fast food restaurant and I have never ordered a meatball sandwich, why would someone like Subway reach out to me with a meatball offer? What don't you get from my 300 visits to your store? And it's not just me; it's the expectation of consumers in terms of you need to know me and you need to be treating me like an individual. But with that, you also have, there's a line that you can't cross, and there are things like location and things like tracking. One of the other big categories which blends into this one is the customer journey. So, I'm constantly asked, what's a mobile strategy? My answer to the question is, I don't know anybody who lives only on a mobile device. At least in the United States, where I do most of my marketing, the journey goes from maybe smartphone in the morning, before you even get out of bed, you reach out and you take a look at what your Twitter feed looks like, what your friends, what kind of fun they had through Facebook. And then you're going to go on your PC and you're going to do your work. You might go back on your mobile device during lunch. You go back on your PC and you'll be on your tablet in the evening. Now, that's not everybody, but that's typical. So how do we, and I talked to Expedia, I talked to Google about this very question. How do you determine the consumer and have a cohesive experience for this consumer? And one of the scenarios that I throw out in my book is, let's say somebody's looking for an Armani tie online last night. Is it fair game for you to reach out to them as they're walking down the aisle in Nordstrom and hit them with an Armani tie offer or a bit of information? Or is that get to the creepy part of where we are? And the answer is that not everybody is the same, that some people see value And I talked to Jason Spiro, arguably the smartest guy you'll ever meet when it comes to mobile. And he says that where we need to go as marketers is we need to have a continuum. And when you go on that third device or fourth device during the course of the day, you don't want to start from scratch. You don't want to start at the very beginning. You want to see
the continuation.
Exactly. So if you've done, you know, the way he illustrated it to me, he was doing research for a trip with his family to Hawaii. And he didn't want to start at the very beginning when he had gone through this journey over the course of the day or several days. He wanted to pick up his activities where they were going. So these are big questions that aren't going to be answered in 2015, but I tie them back to the consumer expectations when it comes to mobile. And also, you know, very much, you know, counsel my clients that not everybody is going to be the same, that adoption rates are going to be vary depending on your customer and what insights.
And the industry type, probably. Well, I do have to cut you off there. We do have to take a break, but when we get back, we will talk some more with Jeff.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors. Whether you are an online business or domain name investor, you need access to the best names. With over 270 million domains already registered, finding the right names at the best price requires a great wingman. Namejet.com puts you in the pilot seat by giving you fast and unparalleled access to some of the best premium and expired domain names on earth. As the number one domain name auction platform, Namejet.com is the best place to find domains for your business or investment. So light the afterburners to the domain name aftermarket and fly over to Namejet.com at mock speed to get great domains today. Namejet.com. InternetMarketingNinjas.com is the online dojo of the highly trained and skilled Internet Marketing Ninjas. Disavow documents, reconsideration requests, Panda and Penguin penalties. Let our superior SEO ninjas confront all of your link-related issues. The Internet Marketing Ninjas are equipped to master any marketing exercise, content creation, authorship, link building, PPC, and more. Plus, build more buzz for your brand with our social media marketing strategy. Discover all that the Internet Marketing Ninjas can do for you. Visit the online dojo now at InternetMarketingNinjas.com.
Looking for a better way to get more traffic and interaction to your Facebook page? Imagine Facebook interactivity on your page like you've never seen. Introducing your new Facebook marketing fix, ZoSocial, the new and revolutionary way to easily manage and automate your Facebook contests and sweepstakes. Create a fun, easy-to-win contest by writing a simple Facebook post. Watch your post go more viral and generate loads of interaction. Track your traffic and generate email lists with ease. ZoSocial is mobile-friendly and complies with Facebook terms of service. Let ZoSocial give your Facebook page some flash today. Zoom over to zosocial.com.
Mobilizing your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence, only on webmasterradio.fm.
We're back. Welcome back to Mobile Presence, presented by Skywire.com. I'm Shahab Zaghari.
And I'm Peggy Ann Saltz with Mobile Groove.
And again, we have Jeff Hassan, president of mobile consultancy, Gotta Mobilize. You know, one question before we do have to take off here. What are your thoughts on wearables? I mean, how does that play into what you see coming down the line?
You know, just real quickly, I know we're short on time. I think wearables at up until now have failed to prove their value. I heard a speaker from Pebble talk about how the application was, well, if your phone is in your bag when you're going through security at the airport, you can look at your Pebble and you can see your email coming in. And that's such a limited use case and such limited value. You know, I think one of the biggest things we're going to see in 2015 is the inundation, if that's where it gets to, of notifications and coming through wearables. Obviously, Apple Watch is going to have a big impact on this, but I think the idea of how much information is too much and maybe there's something that shouldn't be in a notification because it's not time sensitive. And it's going to be really interesting to see if we can be smart about it as marketers and only deliver value through these notifications. And we also don't try to be so hungry that we're going to put advertising in where people are going to go, I feel like this is spam.
So it's that balance between the creepy and the convenient, huh?
Absolutely, and there are a lot of use cases for us to, you know, I heard Julie Osk from Forrester talk about notifications where you might get a tactile notification that if you're on a run or if you're in a new city and it says turn the corner here, you know, so that's a great example of giving you directions and you don't even have to turn, look down. I think that's awesome. But I think there's going to be some trial and error, and there are going to be some people who are going to go past the line. But I'm confident that ultimately we're going to be in a good place with this.
Well, I mean, it's a lot going on. There's going to be a lot in your upcoming book, and probably a lot of people are going to want to be asking you about, you know, Jeff offline and when they see you at conferences. So how do they stay in touch with you, follow you, just generally keep up to date with what you're doing?
Yeah, well, I would love to keep up with folks out there. So just a few quick places, EFFHASEN.com. Which is a blog, and I'm a regular blogger, and it's all things mobile. I won't tell you what I had for lunch or something that's irrelevant. at Jeff Hassan, JeffHassen on Twitter, same thing. And also more on my business and the book will be at GottaMobilize.com.
Cool. And how about you, Shahab?
You can find me on Twitter at Shahab Zaghari. That's ZARGARI. And don't forget to check out all the cool stuff at skywire.com.
And you can find me on mobilegroove.com or on Twitter, Peggy Ann, ANNE, at Peggy Ann. And also my regular column these days over at Forbes, all about all things mobile. So thanks again for joining us for Mobile Presence, presented by Skywire.com. And remember that new episodes of Mobile Presence air Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard. You can check out earlier episodes of our show by going to webmasterradio.fm, or you can find our shows on iTunes, Stitcher, Zune, and iHeartRadio simply by searching Mobile Presence. And finally, you can stay connected, as we all should, right, by downloading a mobile app, in this case, the Webmaster Radio mobile app from the iTunes App Store or Google Play. Thanks again for listening to Mobile Presence, your inside track on everything you need to reach and engage your target audience with mobile. And remember, every minute is mobile, so make every minute count. We'll see you next week.
This has been a presentation of WebmasterRadio.fm, the world's largest business-to-business radio and podcast network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs, on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.